Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. The Watermark Arts Center recently named Karen Goulet as program director for its Native American Art Gallery. In this segment of Area Voices, producer Katie Carter talks with Karen about her new position.
Art plays a role in building community, and it can heal, and it can educate, and it can remember.
Karen Goulet is the program director for the Native American Art Gallery inside the soon-to-be-completed Watermark Art Center in Bemidji. She stopped by the KBXC studios to talk about her new position and the significance of the gallery.
I think that art is a good way for people to see into cultures and get a better understanding of how people are.
What role do you see the Native American Gallery having here in Bemidji? Why is it such a perfect fit?
Well, it's a perfect fit because Bemidji is part of our story as Ojibwe people. I mean, it's in the middle of three reservations, so it's immediately going to serve the creative energy and people of those places. And to be able to bring our artists more forward and visible at home, we have a lot of people that travel all over. There's a lot of different ways that people are able to exhibit their art, but to have a designated, this is a Native American gallery that is dedicated to the creative efforts of Indigenous people is really exciting. I mean, regionally, when you're thinking about it regionally, it's gonna outreach, I think, a long ways. I'm looking forward to when we can bring national and international exhibits to the area to share with our communities and to connect our artists with other Indigenous artists that are doing wonderful work as well. We'll have exhibits, several exhibits a year, but along with each of those exhibits, our intention is to provide various kinds of opportunities for people to participate in workshops or do their own presentations, performance, cultural events, opportunities to listen to knowledgeable people. We'll have a library kind of space where people can access materials. So we definitely have the idea of encouraging and inspiring our youth.
How has your life led you to this point of heading up this gallery?
I'm very rooted to this place through both of my parents. From my mother's side, I'm Ojibwe. I'm enrolled at White Earth and Finnish. My grandma was Sami Finn, and then my father was Métis. He was French Cree, and I think his mother was Irish. So I'm a few different things. I'm very much an Indigenous person, and grew up knowing that and being proud of that and being encouraged to go out into the world remembering that. I've worked primarily in the tribal college systems as an art instructor. I received my MFA from the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and I was sort of directed there by mentors from my undergrad institution, the Evergreen State College in Olympia, Washington. I've done a lot of traveling. I've met a lot of really interesting people. As an artist, I've been able to exhibit nationally and internationally and meet really, really wonderful people along the way. So I'm really excited to bring all of those experiences and those connections with me to this role that I have now.
What societal role do you see art having?
I think when you look at what are the longest lasting things we have as societies, when we learn about societies, when people go out and try to figure out what happened in the past, where do they go? It's what's been left by the creative people, the artworks, the markings in stones, the carvings, the different things that bring thoughts and ideas and events forward in time are the creative people, I think, that are most remembered.
And the role of art in the Native culture?
Well, I always like to say that I've yet to meet an Indigenous people who's in their language, there's a specific word for art, because it's so intrinsic and so much a part of who we are as a people. It's there, and it's a continuous part. Certainly, there are people who are recognized for their expertise, their skill, their vision, but creativity is something that is just found in a lot of places. I think because there's historically been this sort of separation, we get into these discussions about traditional and contemporary art and what's the difference and, you know, what does it mean? And I think that when you look at a lot of artists, the traditional arts that are being made today are contemporary because they're being made today. They're certainly influenced by external factors, as well as contemporary artists who are very much influenced or impacted by the things that they see going on in their community. Perhaps it's traditional practices that they're part of or the traditional arts that they know of. So we inform and support each other that way.
Art, connecting the old with the new, cultures with cultures, and people with people, the way only art can.
I'm really excited about having this role. It's such an amazing thing, and it's time. You know, it's time for that recognition and the really rich creative culture that we have to contribute to the larger culture of the area and the region.
That's Karen Goulet talking about her new role as the program director for the Native American Art Gallery inside the Watermark Art Center in Bemidji. To keep up with the Watermark Art Center's progress, get registered as a Native or non-Native artist, or simply get on their mailing list so that you're in the know of upcoming events and calls for artists, just hop online and go to watermarkartcenter.org. I'm Katie Carter. You're listening to Area Voices on Northern Community Radio.
Area Voices is made possible by Minnesota's Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the people of Minnesota.